91.5 and 102.7 The Word. This is the Rise and Shine program. I'm Phil, and on the telephone line with us is Kathy Weckworth. She's the author of our book of the month, Beatitudes, which is a 10-week Bible study for women on the Beatitudes. But it's spelled B dot and then the word attitudes, like, you know, your the attitudes that you have about a particular topic, that kind of attitudes. Kathy is with us, and Randy is off somewhere probably looking for styrofoam cups to put his concoctions of coffee together. Kathy, I'm so glad that you put together this women's Bible study, because really, here at The Word, we call ourselves the Word because of the importance we put on studying God's Word, and this is right in line with the goals of this radio station.
I think that's wonderful, Phil. And as I've been traveling with our ministry, Best Life Ministries, and taking our conferences to the local church, we have just heard so many women that are yearning and hungering to study God's Word, and yet time is always their biggest enemy. And so I just believe that this is a wonderful opportunity for women to get together. Even if they don't have a women's ministry at their church or a leader, you can always do a Bible study with your neighborhood or just with girlfriends. And it's so valuable and important to be studying God's Word. And this book is totally focused on the Beatitudes that Christ gave to the multitudes in Matthew 5. And it just talks about, you know, having humble heart and being just willing to ask God for forgiveness, all of the attitudes that we need to incorporate in our lives, he presented back then. So it's an exciting book.
You know, even though there's that yearning to study God's Word, I did an interview about a year ago with the folks at Biblica, which used to be known, I believe, as the American Bible Society, now Biblica. And they're the ones that translated the New International Version years ago. They did a big survey about why people are spending less time in God's Word. There's a general drift down in the amount of time and effort being used to put God's Word in our hearts and lives. And their conclusions were that how we can turn this around is that people need to study longer passages, not just a verse a day, you know, that kind of thing, but longer passages. They need to take those passages in context with what was, you know, who they were being written to, the context of the circumstances there. And they need to spend more time reading and taking in God's Word in a group setting, not just individually, not just yourself in a closet reading God's Word, which is fine. Anytime you take it in is good. But in addition to that, in a group setting. And
I think that it really is a wonderful thing to study God's Word in a group setting, because it just seems that, you know, well, it says where two or more are gathered, I'm there. And so I love to watch how the women are studying God's Word, and then things come out about their lives, and then we can pray with them and watch as God answers prayers and deepens people's faith. So I think it's a good way to hold people accountable, to hold ourselves accountable, and just a wonderful way to study God's Word together.
Yeah, and God's Word and how the Spirit works is in community. And when we read God's Word, sometimes the Spirit works, sometimes, all the time, the Spirit works in our hearts individually, and one passage, the Spirit may bring a different thing to mind in different people. And when you share that together, I've never thought of that.
Exactly.
And it's a much richer thing when you've got people with different backgrounds, different experiences, sharing God's Word together.
Definitely. And I think that it really deepens your faith because you do have other people's thoughts and ideas and opinions. Sometimes when we're reading by ourselves, we can get distracted, especially if you're a mom at home or a dad. You know, you've got things to do, and so you're hurrying through. But when you're actually spending time, you set aside this time to go study, you know, then you have that accountability. You are learning from others, and God uses others to just be able to help you with that faith.
And especially the Beatitudes, because, you know, it is full of contrasts that on the surface make no sense at all.
That's right. And we study that, so we just dive into what exactly those each sentence means. What does it mean, blessed are those who mourn? We just go into all of that and look up scripture and help to figure out what does it mean to be a peacemaker or mm-hmm. to have a pure heart or to be merciful.
Mm-hmm. Because, if you're reading that by yourself and you are in mourning, let's say, and yet it says you're blessed because you're in mourning, what? Does not make sense. I need
exactly.
help with this. I need
exactly.
So I'm glad you wrote the book. This is a great resource, and some people will win a copy during this month because it's our book of the month. We're talking to Kathy Weckworth, and the book is Beatitudes. You can find a link on our website, theword.mn, and Kathy, you have a couple of spots for running into the book and information about Best Life Ministry.
Absolutely. You can find more info out at KathyWeckworth.com, Kathy with a K, or BestLifeMinistries.com. And Phil, it really is a wonderful book if you're someplace right now where you just can't meet or you don't have friends to meet with. You can certainly do it individually. It works with that. It's also just going to be a great book for groups.
And if you've got a group with you'd need 10 books or more, there's a deal right now.
There is a deal right now. It's $9.99 instead of $12.99. We've discounted for 10 or more books for women's Bible studies.
Well, it's been a fun week. Can we talk one more time tomorrow morning, Kathy?
I would love that, Phil.